hiya, Craig.
Yeah, morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. Great to have you on the show. How different are the nerves waking up game day as a coach in Origin as opposed to a player?
Totally different. You're definitely nervous in a different regard, but you're not about to have the equivalent of 50 car crashes. I wouldn't have thought it was bad being a coach. So, no, look, there's some anxiety around it, but all you can go back to is how you trust in your preparation. I think whether I'm a player or a coach at this current point in time, I feel that we've prepared well, so I'm feeling okay at the moment.
Yeah, Fitz, as much change from game two in regards to preparation. Obviously, you got the flight down to Sydney last night and then a big day today in regards to travel. But with training, as much changed?
No, you're right. It's just a little bit of travel there. Now, as the weeks have gone on, we got in really early to camp. And so the first sort of couple of weeks was more physical preparation. We wanted to get a bit of work into the guys and get them up to speed, ready for a game of footy. And then, you know, after game one, we probably had a bit to work on footy-wise, so we sharpened that up again game two, and this third game is just more about putting the polish on what we needed to improve from game two. So it's really clean, really clear training, and, probably a little bit shorter this week in light of game three coming and some travel.
Yeah, it's a different prep for a State of Origin game, though, Fitzy, isn't it? I'm sure you've spoken about that with your players, but tell us what it entails and, you know, what time do you leave New South Wales today? What time do you arrive in Queensland and you go straight from the airport to the ground? That's correct?
Yeah, that's right, Lars. What usually happens, I know for the Roosters, you see, you go up during the day and you're allowed there's a bit of a corporate room at Suncorp Stadium where you're allowed to take some blow-up mattresses and the guys have a sleep. We have lunch and hang out there for a few hours, but it wasn't available to us this time. So it's basically arrive late afternoon, 4:30, something like that. Quick walk around, get through your COVID tests and make sure you pass that. Go to a room, have a little bit of a stretch and move around. And more or less start the game prep, you know, probably within an hour after. Yeah, you basically jump straight off the plane and get into the bus and go to the ground. So it's pretty hit and run, mate.
And Fitz, I was going to ask you, in regards to that bubble, does that finish, obviously, you guys get back on a plane straight away after the game, fly back to Sydney, and then it's back to some sort of normality? If that's the case, surely the boys must be pretty excited about that.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. I'm sure they will be, you know, particularly if we perform well tonight. But, yeah, we've got it. We've got flight restrictions, so we're basically going to get up and running as soon as the game's finished. But I'm sure after a good win, if we'll enjoy that flight, which will get home, and then we're basically trying to keep everything pretty tight until we get back to Sydney when the bubble does finally end. So yeah, I'm sure it's a relief for a lot of the players, and still we've been fortunate to be part of the series, though, so it's not been that bad.
It was a pretty comprehensive winning game too, Fitz. I'm sure when you've looked at the video, though, there's areas that you can improve. What do you reckon some of those areas are for tonight?
We probably just still didn't. We had a few more opportunities we probably didn't really capitalise on, but I think if you looked at game one, we just lost the field position battle. We started poorly with errors. We started the second half poorly with errors, and Queensland almost just forced us back onto our trial line and kept us there for the majority of the half. So we didn't create any opportunities, and we certainly didn't capitalise on any. But game two, we had more field position, so I think we showed what we're probably capable of if we hang on to the ball, start better, and we'll get our chances that we can play some pretty good footy. So that'll be high on the agenda for tonight. Just making sure we're tidy with our sets, but get some field position so we can ask them some good questions, mate.
And Craig, yesterday, Freddie gave you a really nice endorsement saying, without doubt, you're ready to be a coach. And also said when the day comes that he goes on elsewhere, steps down, that you would even be a great coach for New South Wales. That must humble you.
Yeah, it does. Oh, he's a great man, Freddie. I had a great relationship with him through my time at the Roosters there. And then not only that, I just in the work environment here has been it's been really good. Myself and Danny obviously done a lot of travelling together with Rep Team, so it's a tight knit unit, and all the staff have been good. So yeah, I think it's just a feel good environment. So he's given us a good endorsement there, but flattering coming from Freddie. I trust his opinion, and it's nice to hear that.
What are you expecting from the Queenslanders tonight, Fitzy? I mean, it's a decider, 52,000 people up there. You've been there and done it before. There's only been two other teams that have won a decider up there. While everyone is talking about New South Wales and how they should win, you've got to play your best to win.
Yeah, we're playing Queensland at Suncorp, right? Like, it wouldn't matter who they throw out there, but I'd find a little bit disrespectful that the opinions of the Queensland team. Like, there is some good players in that team. Like, I don't know what gives them the idea that it's going to be easy. It's there's really good young players. It's a young squad for Queensland. They've obviously looked at that and gone, look, let's get the best group of young players together and start start building. But they've got some really, really good, promising players. And any team that's getting steered around by Cherry Evans amongst us is dangerous. So, we're not taking it lightly at all. We're not silly to buy in to the external noise too much. And I think they'll be obviously primed to win on their own turf.
What can we expect from Payne Haas tonight? I know us in the media, we love to, watching, little battles go on, the individual clashes that happen throughout a contest, and we were rapt when we saw I can't even say his word.
Tino.
Big Tino and Payne go at it in game two. Can we expect those two to go at it again?
I hope so. I'd like it. I think we'll sort of, if the series ends well for us, you can imagine that the point in game two where Payne's walking off the field looks like a statue with a ripped jersey on it when he's walking off. That's an iconic sort of image there, Like, that's what Origin's built on, those moments. It's not each of them. They don't happen every series, but there's little moments, little pivotal battles that Origin folklore is shaped around. So, look, I hope they tear into it, albeit without any repercussions, like submitting or any charges, but just good hard footy. So, I'm sure both boys are ready. And look, I think it won't be just Payne and Tino that we'll have to worry about, but hopefully they're all tearing into it. There's a couple more moments there that we can talk about after the game.
Craig, Brad Fittler says that he thinks he still has ambitions to coach a club level. What have you seen in Freddie that makes you think he could now cut it again at NRL level? Of course, he played under him, and that was that horror season when he had a crack in 2009, your last season. What about Freddie now makes you think he could handle it should he go back to play to coach club footy?
Yeah, I had a tough finish there, but the first year was great. 2008, we had a really strong year, so it's not, it's probably hard to gauge that last year, but now, the thing with Freddie, he's super super observant, and he understands people really well. So I think I'm just sitting back and observing him, the way he handles the players. He allows them to flourish and be themselves. I think if you can get your team to, every time they either train or even standing in front of them and talking, it's such a comfortable, safe environment. They give you the best account of themselves. And Freddie's just got a way of pulling the best out of players. And definitely just his, he's got an aura. I think you all know that from his history as a player. But just man management skills, just getting the guys to be their absolute best. And he understands that really well.
The 17 that were named earlier this week, Fitzy, that'll be the 17 that'll run out there tonight. There's no doubt on Josh Adokar, is there?
No, his foot's okay. His foot's okay. Got through fine, so should be good.
Oh, good stuff. Who's someone that you didn't know that well, Craig, who's really impressed you in the last 3 weeks?
They're all, it's very hard. That's all an impressive bunch. We've sort of been watching Cameron McInnes, who hasn't played for us, actually. There's those really hard on the guys that haven't got a game. They've come into camp. Man, not one of them's complained. The standard of their training, they've lifted the professionalism from everyone and forced the training standards up. So some guys that haven't played have probably been pretty impressive, to be honest. But out of the guys, one guy I'd never sort of worked with or known was Clint Gutherson. Now, he's playing out of position, and that's a bit of an ask for him. He's clearly a fullback, but he's the energy, the talk, the training standards. That guy's pretty impressive as a as not only a guy but as a player. But I've got to say, probably the lion's share of the credit should go to the guys that didn't play, I think. Mm.
How's Nathan Cleary been this week? I thought he's exceptional in game one, but you probably think that Queensland will put a lot more pressure on he and Cody Walker tonight. But is he obviously he's up for the challenge? But how's his demeanour? Is he as calm as what he looks?
Yeah, he is. Yeah. He very matter of fact, very humble, very very clear about what he wants to achieve from a game and what he wants to do for the team, and he's. He's just absorbed whatever pressure he was feeling before game two, just absorbed it and performed. And I think his first kick might have went dead. So he even started a little bit shaky there and just got the whole game together. He was phenomenal last week. So obviously he hasn't changed anything. He's just so clear about what's required from a young half, what's required from, for the team and to steer us around is pretty impressive.
Yeah. Fitzy, given New South Wales' record up there, I mean, do you discuss it with the team or do you just sort of just talk to the boys about, look, this is just an Origin decider regardless of where it's played. We've just got to go out there and play our best. Do you discuss having 52,000 Queenslanders in there, what the environment will be like, or you just completely leave that alone?
We briefly touched on it the other night. Freddie had myself, Ciro and Benji who have been up there just to give an experience of what it's like to be there. But it's great. We're thankful the stadium's going to be full, I think. That makes it it's obviously in the best interest of rugby league in the game, but it's going to be great. Like, the atmosphere, it's a cider at Suncorp. Like, we're thankful you get those opportunities, so it's not something that we're really looking forward to it. So we'll just explain that really, and we haven't gone deep into it, mate. No.
Really appreciate your time on Match Morning, mate. Enjoy tonight and good luck.
No worries. Thanks for having me, guys.